A state judge has upheld the continuation of a permit for the Keystone XL pipeline. Sixth Circuit Judge John Brown has ruled that the PUC acted appropriately. Brown heard arguments in March from pipeline opponents and proponents. The PUC held an administrative hearing in the summer of 2015 and afterward accepted TransCanada's assertions that the pipeline can still comply with conditions set in its 2009 permit. Appellants say the pipeline offers hazards to water quality, roads, and the climate. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Victoria Wicks has this report.
To build the pipeline, TransCanada needed permission from the federal State Department to cross the U.S.-Canada border. The Obama administration had denied that permit, but during this appeals process, the Trump administration approved it. At the Sixth Circuit hearing in March, attorney Peter Capicella argued that the PUC should have required TransCanada to apply for a new permit.
That's what should happen here. That makes sense. The existing permit is 7 years old. The environmental data that was assessed by the agency in granting that permit is 10 years old or more.
Appellants asked Judge Brown to apply a standard of public trust while reviewing the case. Robin Martinez represents Dakota Rural Action. He said the PUC has an obligation to protect the resources of the people of South Dakota, including its land and water.
The PUC cannot be in a position of simply taking a look at a one-page piece of paper from a pipeline company that says, yeah, we promise to comply. The PUC has a fiduciary duty to protect the public resources of the state, protect its water.
Judge Brown rejected those arguments. He says there is no precedent for applying the public trust doctrine to an administrative hearing. Brown says plaintiffs' objection should have been raised as appeals after the PUC granted the permit in 2009. He notes no challenges were filed between granting that permit and PUC certification hearing in 2015. Plaintiffs also include Cheyenne River and Yankton Sioux Tribes and the Intertribal Council on Utility Policy. Plaintiffs' attorneys are reviewing the decision and have not yet decided whether to appeal it. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.